Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. I'm Cody and today I'm going to talk about the video game Devil May Cry, also known as DMC. Now, you probably already know this, but I'm just putting this out there just in case for somebody that's a newcomer to this game. This is based off of original video game, so this is a remake. And it's not a remaster, it's a remake of a very popular, in my opinion, very popular video game that's a fighting, it's an action oriented video game, and it's also got quite a bit of platforming stuff. It's been forever since I've played the originals, but I know this one has quite a bit of platforming in it. But so I'm just putting that out there just so there's not confusion. This is a remake, not a remastering, because We have this place close to where I live called Family Video. If you live around the Gladewater or White Oak area of Texas, definitely check that place out. It's great. But I know a lot of the people in there. I have business, I have cards for my site and stuff. And I'm a very frequent customer in there. And I was talking to one of the guys, Matt, and he told me that he asked me, okay, is this remake or remaster? Because he said he had a lot of customers coming in asking what it was. If it was, they knew of the original property, but they thought this was like number 5 or whatever. So I'm just putting that out there for those of you that don't know what it is. To start talking about it, I'm going to go ahead and say that there probably will be spoilers, because there's so much that I love about this game, I can't just not talk about some of the awesome boss fights. So, if you don't want to be spoiled, if you don't want anything to be spoiled for you about the story or the game, like the bosses or anything, I'll go ahead and just put it out there. My rating for this game would probably be a 9.5, somewhere around that range. In case you're just wondering what my rating for it is. And I'll go ahead and just say I really love the game. And it's the most fun I've had with a game in since God of War 3. And this is like the most fun I've had since then. That game was phenomenal. It's a lot like Devil May Cry. And it's solid, pure enjoyment, and I couldn't put the game down. And immediately after I got done playing it, I wanted to play it again. So that's kind of a little thing for those of you that don't want this game to be spoiled for you. But now for the other listeners that are fine with being hearing things spoiled, or if you've played the game and you just want to see what my opinion is, I'll go ahead and start talking now about that. So if you don't want to be spoiled, go ahead and turn this audio podcast off. I love the boss fights in this game. I was reading some other reviews from other critics, and they were saying that they kind of liked the boss fights, but they were a little bit too repetitive for them. Whilst I may agree with that, they are kind of repetitive, I still enjoyed them very much so. They were so unique, so different than another one. They just had this energy about them. They had this pizzazz, They were just so exciting for me, and they were so cool. Like, fighting Mundus's spawn was so fun, so thrilling. It was so creepy at the same time. It just made you sit back and I'm like, whoa, this is kind of weird. You have essentially Mundus's wife, is pretty much inside of her baby that was inside of her just a second ago. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. Then the fight with Mundus was okay. I don't know, it didn't seem to be as great as the other ones. I mean, when he transformed into the big monster, it was kind of cool, and I don't know, it seemed kind of weird. seemed a lot different than the rest of them. The rest of them had this really, you know, unique part about him. And this one did too, because he's like this big giant that's formed out of the earth and stuff and the rocks and the and you know, everything around him pretty much. But it's kind of like, you know, kind of seen kind of stuff like that before in the past, you know. And so I wanted to see something a little bit different. They act like he was so powerful, and it didn't feel like it that much. But then we have the guy that was the news anchor. He was really cool. That boss fight was really legit. Like, I found myself wanting to play that over and over again because it was just so interesting. You know, it was so incredible leading up to it. You go up to the watchtower, or you go up to the TV tower, and you jump through there, and you jump through one of the screens, and you're inside the news. Like, I was just, it just blew my mind. I was like, this is incredible. This is awesome. I can't believe this is happening. And then the fight with him, where it was so funny because he was the face of the news, and so you fought against his face instead of his body. It's like, this is totally classic DMC. You know, the first boss fight in the game wasn't too great, but I love the opening sequence. It felt like a DMC game at the beginning, with him jumping through his trailer butt naked and putting his clothes on, and then his guns being on the Ebony and Ivy hanging from some bras off of some cables. And then he looks up and there's his jack, and he's like, how did that get up there on the Ferris wheel? And the demon knocks over the Ferris wheel, and he jumps through there and gets his jack and puts it on, and it's like, oh, there we go. Now I got my jacket on. And I love the fact that they actually had the white wig on the ground. I thought that was very funny. I was like, that's a great callback. And it was kind of messing with people that were griping, which I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to me as a gamer, because you're griping about the costume. I'm like, why does it really matter to you? I mean, I don't know. It seems weird to me. That's the least of my worries, is what does he look like? It's like, as long as he looks cool and it feels like DMC style visuals, you know, which it did. And as long as his dialogue is like Dante's normal dialogue, quippy, you know, cheesy. Very sharp dialogue, you know, pretty sharp dialogue that's very quick and snappy. I'm okay with that, you know. He looked fine to me. I was like, they're just modernizing him, you know. I was like, that's fine with me. It's like, come on, people, it's a remake for a reason. And I just thought it was great that they were like, ha, looky here, and he puts on the white wig, and he's like, never in a million years. But then it's funny because they actually call that back, and when he gets his demon form, essentially, all it is him with a red jacket and white hair, which I was kind of like, that's cool that you're doing that, but at the same time, it was kind of like, well, why? I mean, yeah, he had the red, you know, the red, like, cracks in his face and everything and stuff. I was like, that looks kind of cool, but it just, I don't know, it didn't feel like the demon form like in the originals too much. But it was still kind of cool that, you know, the enemies are floating up in the air, and you get more, you regenerate health, and you also can, you know, kill people a lot quicker while they're up in the air and get more style points. And so that was kind of great. I really enjoyed that, But, you know, and the boss fight, you know, leading up to fighting Mundus' spawn was so awesome. You're sitting in there in a club, on the dance floor fighting demons. I was like, this is so classic DMC. This just feels like classic DMC. And I think Ninja Theory really did well on this game. I thought they did a great job. A lot better than I thought they were going to do. And so I was very surprised by how much I enjoyed this game, because I'm a big fan. I've played the Devil May Cry games in the past. I've played a tad of DMC2, and I heard it wasn't that great. I've played Devil May Cry 1. It's been a while, and it's been a while since I've played Devil May Cry 3. I never played Devil May Cry 4 because I was told that you essentially play through the game again. You know, you play the game twice, essentially. You think the game's over, and it's like, oh no, but you're going to play it again. And so I was like, I don't know if I want to go through this, but I'll probably play it eventually. But so I really like the Devil May Cry stuff. I watched the TV series, the little short TV series they had, and really liked that. And so... so I was excited when I saw this. I played the demo and I was like, wow, this is incredible. This is something I could get behind. And the weapons, oh man, the weapons are phenomenal. Like, there's you have essentially what is quintessentially the a demon axe, a angel scythe. You have his two pistols, Ivory and Ebony. Then you have essentially what is a sawed-off shotgun. Then you have this like launcher that launches like explosives that you can detonate it anytime you want to. Then you have the demon gauntlets, essentially. I don't remember the names of all of them because I don't have the stuff pulled up in front of me, but essentially you have these gauntlets that are really powerful and they're really cool. And then you have essentially what are like tri-blades. It's like a star, you know, big old huge blades, and those are awesome. That's probably my favorite weapon of the game, I would have to say, because there's so much you can do with that. And then you also have two gadgets, essentially, that are the demon claw that allows you to bring enemies towards you, and you're able to pull objects towards you. And then you have the Angel Claw that allows you to bring yourself to objects or bring yourself to enemies. Then you also have like where you can dash around. I forgot what they called that. Angel Dash or something like that. And that was kind of cool. You can just dash out of places real quickly, out of the range of enemies and stuff. And it was really neat. And then you have his primary sword, you know, his iconic sword that he has, that he fights with. But so you have all that, and it's crazy because you primarily use L2 and R2, and then you use triangle or circle. And I really enjoyed that. You know, you had the directional, the D-pad, the left button was to switch out angel weapons, right button was for demon weapons, up button was for different, you know, guns and stuff that he has. And I found that there's so many combinations, you can just splurge stuff together, and that was so fun seeing all these different attacks you could do. Like, I would sit there and I would use the demon axe with circle and slam it down on the ground and would send the enemy up in the air. I'd switch over to the tri-blades, the angel tri-blades, and I would charge them up real quick, throw them at them, so while they're sitting up there. Then I would switch over to the launcher or the shotgun, because when you charge up the shotgun, it's an explosive. And I would shoot one of those into the enemy and then switch over to the launcher and shoot like four of those in there and this is what I would do like on a big enemy. Shoot those, and the like bomb from the shotgun would go off, and then I would trigger the bombs from that little handgun launcher, and usually that would kill them. Like, it just, it's so crazy. You can do so many combinations of weapons and attacks, and once you get down with how the system works, it gets pretty crazy. And it's, they say it's very hard to get a triple S rating in the style. Well, once I got enough weapons unlocked, and I got to where I was remembering enough of the combinations, which the combinations on that game are not very hard to do, and they're not very hard to memorize either. They're kind of the same on each of the weapons. So once you get that memorized down, you know, memorized and down pat, it becomes pretty easy to actually get triple S. I got triple S about 3 times close to the end. There's 20 missions. And there were some cases where it was kind of just impossible, because if you get hit by an enemy, it knocks it off balance on your rating. But it's very fast paced action. And I thought it was kind of cool because they actually had it to where you would have some enemies that you could only beat with demon weapons, and some enemies that you could only beat with angel weapons. And so I thought that was kind of cool that they incorporated that in there and made it to where it was kind of a challenge, because a lot of times they would have these big enemies that you would fight against, and you would have two of them, you know, and one would be like, you had the witch and she has like this shield around her, and the only way you can take that down is by using a angel weapon, and then you'd have this big giant creature that had like spikes for hands, and so you can only hit him on the back, so you'd have to throw your blades at her real quick, just charge him up real quick and hope he doesn't charge at you. Charge your attack up, throw him at her, and hope that her shield goes down quick enough that you can throw some more at her to damage her, and then he charges at you, and then you jump out of the way and shoot. I would shoot one of those launchers, those grenade-like things, into his back. I would shoot like 5 or 6 of those and trigger it, and that would usually kill him. But you don't get that until later on. But what's different about him is you can pretty much use any type of weapon. You know, you can use angel or demon weapons on him as long as you're using it on his back. And what's cool is during the loading screen, it's cool because it shows like the shadowy figure of Dante fighting some demon. And every time you get a new weapon, regardless if you have all the moves or you know, all the stuff upgraded on those weapons, it will show you, you know, just like the succession of all these different attacks that you can stream together. And it's really cool that they do that, because it's like, oh, you can see kind of all the stuff you can kind of do with these weapons and how you can stream them together. Because until you get used to the system, you kind of forget, oh yeah, I can actually stream attacks together to get more style points. And so I like that whole thing of having actual style points. You know, that's kind of calling back to the original, how it had the style points and style ratings and stuff, and you have it on the time and the completion of finding all the keys, all the doors, which that was cool. It was finding all these copper, gold, and I don't remember the other ebony or something like that. I think it was either ebony or ivory keys. And so you can essentially go through the whole game, collect them, and then use them on whatever door, as long as it matches up with the type of key, you know, so gold door, gold key. And those were cool. Those were secret missions, and they have ones where it's a time trial where you try to go through there as fast as you can through the obstacle course, and then they'd have ones where you have to beat a certain amount of enemies with a certain amount of time. There'd be ones where you could only beat enemies. Like, there was one that was pissing me off. I just got so irritated. You had to beat, the only way enemies got damage done to them, the only way you could do damage to enemies is if they were in this little active ring area of the arena. Like, only if they were in that area, that's the only way they could get hurt. And I kept on trying, and it would get too small that it just, it was frustrating, but it was still cool. It was so cool. The secret missions were awesome. I really love that aspect of the game that they have those in there. It kind of adds another layer. It makes you want to go back and play through the game again to find all the keys, you know, find all the doors, and so that you can, you know, so then you can go through all the secret missions and try to get them. And it's cool because it actually has a leaderboard where you can submit your scores and for each of the levels, and then you can compare it with other people. And it's insane. Like, it's insane. Some of these scores I've seen, some of them I'm like, how in the world did that, you know, it's just like any other game of leaderboards, you're like, how did they do that? That's just insane. I could never do that. I'm always one of those people that can never get on the top 100 of the leaderboards ever. And I've had like one time, I think, where I've ever been on the top leaderboard. Yeah, so that the game is really fun. If you like crazy action and you like stuff with very unique looking, characters that you're fighting against, and you like quippy, cheesy dialogue, and you can tolerate and you like it or get an enjoyment out of it. And I think even if you're a fan of the original, I would suggest this. And if you've never played these games, I would suggest it. I would suggest playing this one. You don't need any prior experience because they do a really great job of telling the story. I love the way they tell the story, by the way. They actually have... you get quite a few weapons at the beginning. Like, he finds a different object from his dad, a different object from his mom that he finds in their old house. And when he picks up the object, it kind of goes into his mind, and you're kind of fighting these demons inside of his mind, trying to get to the information, trying to get to the memories that he doesn't have anymore, or the, you know, stuff that he can't remember that his dad wiped off of him and Virgil, his brother, so that they would be harder to find. And so I really love those sequences. Those are really cool. So yeah, definitely check out the game. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I would pretty much give it probably like a 9, 9.5. Because I did find the bosses a little repetitive, and some were kind of lackluster. But for the most part, I really enjoyed this game, and it's definitely a buy for me. So definitely check it out and comment on here and let me know what you think about the game, what you think about the podcast. Thanks for listening.